The exhibit space in the Sonoma County Museum, in the relocated old post office building in downtown Santa Rosa, is only sometimes and only partially a venue for exhibiting the remarkable collection of photographs, tools, clothing, artworks, furnishings, and other artifacts that has been assembled over the museum's 25-year history. Most of that collection of some 20,000 items is housed off-site in a modern warehouse space in Rohnert Park, where Eric Stanley, the curator of the collection, oversees it.
It is an incredibly diverse collection. Everything from Native American items that date to 1,000 years old all the way up to a few very contemporary pieces of art done by locally renowned artists. In terms of material, everything from decorative arts and furniture to fine art, photographs, ephemera, historic artifacts, washing machines, sewing machines, books, ceramics.
As you might expect, cataloging and keeping track of all that is no simple task.
Like all museums that start out as regional, small history museums, the early cataloging isn't always the best. And so when you come in and you're trying to upgrade the collection and get all the documents in order, it can be a challenge. Anything from not full amount of catalog information or an object that's lost its number. So it's a big challenge to do the research, because ultimately you want a collection that's grounded in scholarship and that you can wrap your mind around and understand and give it the underlying stories, because what makes an object interesting is really the story behind it.
Much of the collection is stored on rows of floor-to-ceiling metal racks or in boxes, from big wooden crates to stacks of flat cardboard cartons. And there's antique office equipment sharing floor space with pump organs, farm implements, a canoe, and numerous other objects that defy immediate identification. Hidden among it all somewhere are two of Stanley's favorite oddities.
There's a pair of hen specs. They're actually little glasses for chickens, but they were attached to the chicken's beak to prevent them from pecking at the other chickens, so they couldn't see straight ahead. So that's a very oddball sort of thing. To the more macabre, we have the nooses from the 1920 lynching that took place in the Santa Rosa Rural Cemetery, which is a terrible, infamous event.
On the other side of the ledger, he points to the museum's collection of landscape paintings from the late 19th century and the more recently donated Christo collection as two of their most notable possessions. And Stanley emphasizes the overall collection continues to grow.
It's continued to grow. We've just become more strategic about the things that we accept. We're a little more rigorous in how we evaluate objects. We have a collections committee that's got historians and people with expertise in the arts on it, so that evaluates each potential acquisition. But absolutely, we still want great objects, and we're still after them.
To help make room for additional acquisitions, the museum will hold a rare sale of selected items, mostly duplicates, at the warehouse in late September. Among the offerings, silverware, pianos, Victorian clothing, and for special collectors, some antique medical and dental equipment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.